With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A majority of Americans are worried over whether officials would accept the outcome of November's elections. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A Scripps News Ipsos survey finds that 71% of Americans are either very or somewhat concerned about officials not accepting the results of the election. About half are concerned about widespread voter fraud. Nearly 4 years after losing to Joe Biden, former President Trump continues to claim he won. And like he did in 2020, Trump refuses to commit to accepting the results of the November presidential election unless he wins. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association is calling on all Christians to fulfill their responsibility to vote in this year's elections. Troy Miller tells Salem News Channel he's concerned that evangelical Christians don't get out.
There's a lot of them that are sitting on the sideline. About a third of them, a little over a third of them, 34% of evangelicals didn't vote in the 2020 election, and likewise probably in the 2022 midterms as well. So, you know, we really think that's a powerful voice, a powerful block, and we need to get them to the polls.
Voters line up to cast ballots in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia this past week as those states begin first with early in-person voting opportunities. Hezbollah launching about 100 rockets overnight and this morning into northern Israel. Some landed near the city of Haifa, setting off air raid sirens and sending thousands of people scrambling to shelters. The two sides appear to be spiraling toward all-out war. Four people have died and 20 have been wounded following a shooting in a nightlife area in Birmingham, Alabama. The police say it happened last night in the Five Points South area. A number of people were found lying on the ground when police arrived. This is SRN News. A resolution introduced by congressional Democrats states that hospital emergency rooms must provide emergency abortions when a woman's health or life is at risk, overriding state abortion bans. The resolution has no weight of law and has little chance of passing a Republican-controlled House in an election year. Democrats say they'll introduce a Senate version soon. Federal law already requires that patients who show up at emergency rooms receive stabilizing treatment for true medical emergencies. A growing number of companies are opting not to participate in the Human Rights Campaign's annual LGBT scoreboard. The Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the LGBT agenda. But lately, there's been resistance from parents and citizens groups. Bud Light was boycotted after it teamed up with a transgender influencer. And Target has been censured for allowing men to use the women's bathrooms and dressing rooms in its stores. This is SRN News. If your new bed breaks, well, you're not alone.
Some 138,000 platform beds sold at major retailers like Amazon and Walmart are being recalled in the U.S. and Canada because they can collapse, posing injury risk. Utah-based importer CVB Incorporated recalling the Lucid brand platform beds. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada says the beds can sag, break, or collapse during use. To date, 18 injuries in the U.S., 11 more north of the border. Jason Walker reporting.
Actress Katherine Crosby has died. She was 90 years old. She appeared in such movies as The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, Anatomy of a Murder, and Operation Mad Ball before marrying famed singer and Oscar-winning actor himself, Bing Crosby. This is SRN News.